Can the Libertarian Party win some respect in 2018?
This year, Libertarians are going to join Republicans and Democrats as candidates on the August primary ballot. This doesn't happen very often. All I'm asking is for a little respect. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
1998, that was the last time a third party qualified to hold a primary in Michigan.
The state allows any party that captures 5% or more of the total votes cast in the last Secretary of State election to hold a primary.
In 1996, Ross Perot's Reform Party performed to that level, so it qualified for the 98 ballot.
And in 2016, with really high unfavorables for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, enough voters cast their ballots for the Libertarian ticket.
But truth be told, a lot of those votes cast were not so much for the Libertarians as against the other options.
Either way, though, that has created an opening for Michigan Libertarians in 2018.
I think it's nonsense, the idea that Republicans or Democrats own your vote.
That's Bill Hall. He chairs the Libertarian Party of Michigan.
Hall says being on the primary ballot means Libertarians are getting earlier attention this election cycle, and Michigan's famously independent swing voters will see on the August ballot that they have more options than just the R's or the D's.
Libertarian voters tend to be working class, what you might characterize as Reagan Democrat sort of voters. Consequently, in close races, they really do have an effect.
Hall says voters will not only see other choices, but other candidates might feel compelled to adopt more libertarian positions to win over those independents.
The Libertarian Party was out early in favor of legalizing marijuana, for example, and it's a position now that's apparently favored by most voters in Michigan.
42 Michigan Libertarians have filed to run for Congress, the legislature, and governor.
Now, most of those primaries are uncontested, but there is one race.
Hi, I'm Bill Gelino. I'm a Libertarian candidate for governor of Michigan.
Hi, I'm John Tater, and I'm running for governor of Michigan.
Two candidates have filed for the Libertarian nomination for governor.
Bill Gelino, a West Michigan businessman with a long history of activism with the state Libertarian Party. John Tater, a retired teacher and Army Reserve lieutenant colonel who's run a couple of times for other offices.
And a contested primary means there's going to be opportunities for the candidates to get Libertarians' issues into the political conversation. That's even if most of the attention is still going to remain focused on the loud and crowded Democratic and Republican primaries.
Bill Hall, the state party chair, is touring the state to meet with editorial boards. He hopes to convince them to make endorsements in the Libertarian primaries, just like they do in the Democratic and Republican races.
Out there, searching for a little respect and to hit that magic 5% number once again come November.
To make that happen, a third party typically has to recreate the unique conditions that made so many voters opt for an alternative in the previous election. It's not easy.
The Reform Party faded after Ross Perot exited the stage.
It doesn't happen often, and it typically doesn't last.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.